Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. When it comes to trade and free trade agreements, Harold Woolley, president of the National Corn Growers Association, says that caution is warranted.
We need to be cautious that we don't inhibit trade. You know, if we start talking about tariffs and the potential for trade wars, the situation deteriorates rapidly. So we want to advocate for continued free trade agreements being developed, and we need a rules-based system of trade to be in place, and we need a functioning World Trade Organization. So a number of issues that are involved in trade, ultimately, you know, we need more trade. We are so blessed in this country that we can produce more than we consume domestically. You know, certainly for corn, that is the case. You know, we are currently exporting a couple billion bushels of corn, and we're still looking at a 2 billion bushel plus carryover this marketing year.
Woolley says that free trade agreements, along with the Farm Bill and the U.S.-Mexico BT corn dispute, were hot topics that NCGA and producers talked about while at the Commodity Classic last week in Houston, Texas.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.